Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk about the 2025 AMA Arena Cross Series as the championship has now been wrapped up by the championship winner, Vince Freese. I am your host, Brad Gebhardt, and this episode is brought to you by Racetech. You can save money on Racetech suspension and components when you mention Racetech when you call and make your order. So, let's talk about Arena Cross, guys. This series has been an absolute banger all season long. Tensions have had run high, and we still have a round to go, but the championship is over, and it's Vince Freese. As expected, many, many people in the know thought that Vince Freese was just going to be too much for the rest of the class in the Arena Cross series, and that turned out to be true. Vince Freese showed up as advertised. He had great starts. He pushed back against authority and ruffled feathers with no apologies. And that's kind of been the book on him since the very beginning. He is your 2025 AMA Arena Cross champion. And what did you expect? He expected himself to win, and so did his team manager over at Moto Concepts Honda, Tony Alesi. Vince Freese, all season long, has stayed true to form. He's got extreme speed. He's brash. He apologizes for nothing when it comes to his behavior on and off the track. And he's going to push back when he feels like there's some injustices pushed his way. He was penalized multiple times throughout the year. Even when it came to gate pick and stuff like that, he pushed back against things. He's going to challenge authority. He's going to challenge the series, because he comes from the Supercross world. He comes from a world where he's probably got more main events under his belt than anybody or the entire class combined, perhaps. And with that comes an expectation that you're going to basically have a professional series that is at its absolute peak. And I, if anything, I feel like Arena Cross is a better series today because Vince Freese has showed up and brought that expectation. His challenger, second in the championship, and honestly, let's just face it, second on his team, Vince Freese. It's like playing French horn in the school band. No. It's like playing second French horn in the school band. You're just going to have to play better. And when it comes to Vince Freese, like, he had Ryan Breese in his pocket all season long. As far as I could see, like it seemed like, especially later in the season, Ryan Breese, in so many ways, sort of conceded the fact that he wasn't going to have enough on a week to week basis to really be able to put it to Vince Freese. And I think a lot of that stems from the fact that he unfortunately just wasn't the main guy on his own team. He wasn't the main character over at MCR. Like, coming into 2025, all eyes were on Ryan Breese, because he challenged Kyle Peters more than anybody else in the series. And at the very beginning of this series, it looked like there was going to be a three-way battle on the Hondas. It was going to be Kyle Peters on the Phoenix Racing Honda and the MCR boys battling it out all season long. Before long, we lost Kyle Peters, and it was a two-rider battle basically the rest of the season. Yeah, Michael Hicks was able to throw himself in there every once in a while to disrupt things, and Austin Politelli was able to get a couple of race wins as well. But at the end of the day, it was a table set for two on the MCRs, and even on that team, you have Ryan Breese riding a 2024 model, and you have Vince Freese on the 2025. If nothing else, that has to show you the evidence that your flagship rider is Vince Freese, and he was exactly that. He was as advertised. He goes out, he wins the championship, and I was actually toying around with a couple of guys over at HRC. Basically throw that out there. Now that both the Lawrence brothers are hurt, do they go to the nuclear element? Do they call up the 2025 AMA Arena Cross champion and slide that bike under the HRC tent? I sincerely doubt it, but hey, crazier things have happened. Now, if you're Ryan Breece, what does this mean for the rest of 2025 and 2026? Honestly, if I'm Ryan Breece, he's a professional. He's someone who truly knows what it is to be a teammate and represent his sponsors. I think he's going to do exactly that. And in the remainder of 2025, I would not be surprised to see him at a few Supercross races, especially if they're West Coast Supercross races with MCR. That might not come to fruition, but I could totally see it. And then for 2026, I wouldn't be surprised to see Ryan Breece with a brand new knee. I expect him to take some time off during the summer, not race any nationals, and end up coming back next year with a full bill of health and a fresh ACL or whatever knee injury he's currently dealing with. A rehab knee and a new lease on life for 2026 Arena Cross. Only time will tell. Let's switch things over to Michael Hicks, a guy who took a huge step forward in this championship all over the track in 2025. It was absolutely electric when this guy would hit the track, whether he was on the Stark Future or if he was on his Yamaha. And actually, amazingly enough, he actually switched teams mid-season. And it was like he didn't miss a beat. It was almost as if the Yamaha, although different stickers on the bike, a few different components on the bike, was very much still the very same. We got the same Michael Hicks the entire time, and we got to see a lot of him. He was the hardest working guy in Arena Cross, and it wasn't close. He's basically on the track all day long. If you showed up for qualifying and the night show, you just saw the 460 in your program all day long, and often with the red plate in that electrified series. And honestly, I think it was fantastic for him. I think that also speaks volumes that he's going to race the Detroit Supercross this weekend. I think he's going to be rested for that. I think that, like, even though 450 Supercross is not for the faint of heart, I definitely think that he can possibly put himself in the main, having had such great starts and is used to the tight confines of close racing. I really expect him to have himself a great ride in Detroit. His success on both bikes leaves a lot of fans guessing or thinking that if he would have more success on the gas bike, if he specialized and focused only on that. I have a feeling that Michael Hicks's wallet is not going to allow him to find that out, because let's be honest, if you're knocking down podiums in one class and you are wrapping up a championship in the other, that's just good finances. And he's done exactly that. There's been remarks I've heard of, like the mechanic for Vince Freese. Is it Lee? What's Lee's first name? Anyway, like making note that he's going from the electric bike to the gas bike between main events, and his hair isn't even wet. He's not even sweating. And, maybe you can argue that late in some of those second main events, he's dragging his ass a little bit, but Michael Hicks, fit, fast, and, fantastic to watch. I can't wait to see more of this guy. Austin Politelli, all season long, if you've seen him on the podium, he has been as grumpy as an old man trying to send back soup at a deli. He's been cranky all year long. And I wish it wasn't that way for Austin Politelli, because he's made so many strides to move himself forward in this year. This year, 2025, Austin Politelli was the best Austin Politelli that we've seen in Arena Cross. Yes, it's going to be a bittersweet pill, a tough pill to swallow for him to get fourth in the series if he's not able to make up some ground on Michael Hicks as the series winds to a close here in Daytona. But in so many ways, he's the best he's ever been. He was fast. He was fit. I think he can add to both of those going into next year. And the success for Austin Politelli in 2026 comes down to one word. Starts. If he can figure out his starts for 2026, he's a physical guy. He's a big man on a motorcycle. And he knows how to get around the track in a very fast rate of speed. I expect Austin Politelli, if he's able to figure out those starts, to be a threat for the championship in 2026. Now let's talk about Patrick Evans. I'm buying stock in Patrick Evans. Every single time that he shows up to any type of an event, he does one thing. He entertains the people that are in attendance. And heck, when that stuff, when the footage from those events ends up on social media, he entertains millions as well. There was a ton of buzz about Patrick Evans showing up at AMA Arena Cross. And when he did, it was electric. When it comes to Patrick Evans, you can guarantee three things. Patrick Evans comes with three guarantees. Patrick Evans will come with speed. Patrick Evans will come with style. And Patrick Evans will throw whips that will question your understanding of the laws of physics. Honestly, I love watching this guy on a motorcycle. He just has like a positivity and just this energy that he's genuinely having fun on his motorcycle. And not to mention, he usually looks pretty good on the bike as well. He's got great style. So with every championship, we're always left with some what-ifs. What if Kyle Peters had stayed healthy all year? I think it can be argued that the crafty veteran that Kyle Peters is, I think by the end of this 2025 AMA Arena Cross Series, he would have found a way. I think that the crafty veteran would have got it done and got himself another championship had he stayed healthy. Unfortunately, we didn't get to find that out. After leaving the series very, very early in this championship, we didn't really get to see what Kyle Peters has. And for that reason, I very much hope we see him back 2026 with, what number does he normally run? I don't know what number he'll run. Like, because in Arena Cross, you get to kind of run whatever number you want. And then, because the champion will run number one. And that's Vince Freese. I expect Kyle Peters to show up. Possibly with even a three-digit number, depending on what his preference is as far as his amateur number. And I expect him to have a ton of speed. I expect him to have a chip on his shoulder, and I expected him to do a lot of winning. Same could be said for a guy like Robbie Wageman. On that Team Solitaire Yamaha, he showed incredible speed when it matters. He gets good starts, and unfortunately, we didn't get to see him enough in this championship. But I can tell you this. Robbie Wageman would have absolutely been a thorn in the side of Vince Freese, Ryan Breese, Michael Hicks, and Austin Politelli every single main event that he lined up. And I truly think that if Robbie Wageman had been able to dedicate himself to this series, he would have definitely taken that Team Solitaire Yamaha to the top step of the podium more than a couple of times. I truly believe in Robbie Wageman and his skills and his ability to ride arena cross. I think he shows a lot of promise. Him coming together with Vince Freese, that was just a small taste of what we would have been able to enjoy all season long had he dedicated himself to the series. I'd love to see it. Now, what does that mean for 2026? Thankfully, we are only 8 months away from the gate dropping on that series. Will MCR be back in full force? Who will be Vince Freese's teammate if he happens to show up with the same team? Will it be Ryan Breese? Will it be somebody else? Only time will tell, but I can tell you this. If Vince Freese wants to defend this title, he will defend this title tooth and nail all season long. And as fans and media alike, we benefit because that guy is as serious as a heart attack about winning races and just pissing off anybody who doesn't like it. And you know what? I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of AMA Arena Cross. I hope you guys love it as well. And hopefully this was an amazing sort of breakdown for you guys to sort of get a little peek behind the curtain and a little bit of a breakdown of the 2025 series, of which there are still one round to go. If you haven't logged in and signed yourself up for the All Access, honestly, I would tell you to still do that because it's an automatic renewal, if I'm not mistaken. So get in on it now and stay in on it for years to come. All Access Arena Cross is the way to go. And yeah, it's been awesome to be able to log in. I can watch it on my phone. I can watch it on my laptop. I can hook my laptop up to my big screen and enjoy it in my living room. AMA Arena Cross coming right into your living room for the final round in Daytona. Catch the fever. Appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate you guys showing some love to all of my sponsors. Thanks to Luxon MX for making this podcast possible. Big MX Radio, or Big MX 2025 is your discount code to save 10% at Luxon. You Big MX 20 at Guts Racing to save 20% off Guts Racing. That's either a seat cover, full seat base, full seat, or even just the seat base. You guys can get that done. And yeah, shout out to Moose Racing as well. They got that brand new Sahara gear that's basically designed for to keep you cool in the hottest of temperatures. And you know summer's coming, so I'm going to get on that as well. And yeah, race-winning brands. We got Wisco. We got Pro-X. We got Recluse. They got a brand new clutch system coming out. Little birdie told me about this. So you're going to want to stay on top of all things Recluse because that's the clutch that's in, oh, I don't know, a guy named Eli Tomac's bike. Have you heard of Cooper Webb? Maybe even Justin Cooper or a guy named Hayden Deegan? They all run the Recluse clutch in their bike. It's something that's coming out in, oh, I don't know, about 2 weeks from now. And you're going to want to get your hands on it. So stay tuned to all things Recluse, if you don't mind. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Big MX Radio. If you happen to be watching on YouTube, thank you for so much for watching. Appreciate everybody who takes the time to watch these videos. Please like, subscribe, share it with a like-minded individual who also loves motocross. I love motocross and I love you guys for being loyal listeners and hanging out with me. Appreciate it. You guys have yourself a great rest of your day.